Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. Thanks for tuning in with us today. And you picked the right day because today is a very, very special day for me. As a senior home sales consultant with Mosby Building Arts, I just had my 18-year work anniversary at Mosby.
Congratulations.
And hey, thanks, Carl. And here at the radio show, this is actually an even bigger day for me because today marks my four-year anniversary on the radio, talking to you guys, my faithful listeners out there. So four straight years of it. So this morning, I kind of...
You did the math.
I did. I did the math. I was doing the math on some other stuff and some other stuff I want to kind of touch on, and I said, you know, so that's... That's about 208 hours, so minus a few vacations. I'm not on every single Saturday, but when you compile that to a 40-hour work week, that's 5 weeks. So I'm 5 weeks new at this.
But that's a lot more than anyone ever gets.
Yeah, well, so I feel kind of like the newbie here today, so need to get some more experience under my wings here, and you guys can all help me out because I learn from the questions, the listeners. I learn from responses back and call-ins back about, different ideas and things we haven't heard of and everything. So I'd love for everybody to, you know, give me a call today. We can talk about anything, your remodeling, home improvement questions. I'm here for you. The number you need, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And I got some more news because I've been giving away gift cards here for quite a few years here. And we've got some new rules and kind of regulations happening. So we haven't quite got that ironed out yet. So there will not be a gift card winner today. We will not give out a gift card for Stefanina's, but hey, you can still go eat there. A lot of great Italian food for you. And hopefully we'll have it all buttoned up and
Soon.
Looking to return it, you know, maybe next Saturday. So we can all definitely look forward to that. We're going to get it back. We'll just have a new rule or two. We gotta follow on getting the cards to you. But as always, halfway through the show, we'll have another ride-at-home hack for you. So, but today, to kind of get things going, I have a special guest with me, Paul Hilfrich from the Missouri Athletic Club. And you know, at Mosby, we're all about the relationship. We're all about, you know, finding places and trade partners and clients and, you know, with similar values to ours, and really just developing great relationships with them. And the MAC certainly has a ton of features and business practices very similar as we do here at Mosby. It makes us really, really compatible on having the same missions and things like that. So if you're out there and you've been hearing me talk about them, if you have any questions about the MAC, about their physical fitness programs, things like that today, if you're curious about anything with them, that's another thing you can call in and, you know, ask us about, because I got Paul with me today. He can answer all that stuff for you. Again, the number 314-241-9797. And in the meantime, let's just get this thing kind of kicked off here with Mr. Paul Hilfrich. How you doing today, Paul? Thanks for joining us today.
Good, good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's a great day. The weather, oh my gosh. I mean, 3 days ago, it was 96 degrees. So it is definitely, I'm not complaining about the weather one bit. But it may have some people out there really kind of, you know, seeing some different things around their house and some different things to kind of look at and check out and, you know, kind of see what's going on. So, again, if you're seeing anything or you're, you know, anything you've noticed around your house, you got any questions on or any remodeling or improvements you're trying to do, any questions about it, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. And I've got some stuff here that I want to kind of go over about kind of Mosby and the MAC and some of the similarity things we've got there. But real quick, we've got Sam on the line. I think he has wants to give thanks for me being on or whatever. Are you with us, Sam?
Yeah. Hey, Rich. I want to say congratulations for 4 years, and I want to thank you for having Coach Helfrich on.
Awesome.
I think both what you guys are doing is a great job. So.
So you're one of my two listeners. That's great.
I guess so, yeah.
Sam, you sound like a familiar voice.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
That's great. So, no,
right,
I totally appreciate the call and the thanks. And for everybody out there, you know, I love doing this. I love giving good information and everything. So,
yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm going to keep this thing going as long and as fast as I can and get through all this stuff. But so a lot of information, and, you know, 4 years has really been, you know, pretty cool. And I really enjoy it. And I'm glad that there's people out there that, you know, appreciate it and give thanks back. It just really makes me feel good about what I'm doing and everything here. So Paul, you're like the athletic director at the MAC?
Well, not exactly the athletic director.
Okay.
Our athletic director is Jeff Turo, and I work directly under him. So
okay.
I'm the West. We have two clubhouses, one downtown and one in West County. So I oversee the West County location. So I'm the West fitness director manager. So I oversee all the personal trainers, massage therapy, fitness desk staff, fitness classes, the class schedule, all the instructors. We have a pretty large fitness program and fitness offerings at the MAC.
Awesome. That's great. So I've got a lot I can go over with, you know, how we work together in a different, you know, how the businesses are run and things. I think is a really great, you know, a lot of similarities there for both of us through that, and maybe answer to some people, you know, why the connection and everything and all of this. So I think what we'll do is we'll get into our first break here. And when we return, We can go over some of that, and then we can certainly take your calls about your house, about anything with the MAC you're curious about. 314-241-9797. All right. Hey, I don't want to give out my age, but literally that was the year I graduated high school. my thoughts were short and my hair was absolutely long. The mullet era, you know. So a lot of fun. So last night me and my wife were at the Kid Rock concert. So I'm going to try not to talk too much. So I'm going to really lean on you, Paul, here to fill in for me. And any callers want to call in, have any questions for us, feel free for that too. 314-241-9797. Or if you're out in Illinois or far away, 866-455-9797. So what I was kind of looking at, Paul, this morning was, you know, I got a bunch of information because you guys, you know, we do a bunch of sponsorship stuff with you guys, and you guys are sponsoring the radio show. And I've got a list of stuff about the MAC that is just all the different features and stuff. So I can do live reads and talk to people about what it's about and what's so good about it and things like that. So I started kind of comparing the two, and I'm looking at my notes, you know, and when I'm looking at the stuff for you guys, so more than 100 years, and this is 77 years for Mosby Building Arts. So,
wow.
So Sam Mosby started it, Scott's dad, and then Scott took it over in 84, I believe, 83, 84, something like that. And really, so family, business, local owned, 77 years. So you guys are a platinum club in St. Louis, premier, and we are definitely, you know, the market leading full service design build. You know, we are a premium design build company in the St. Louis area. And so in awards, you know, that platinum club status award, it says it places you guys in the top 5% of private clubs nationally.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we're part of a large group of other clubs that have reciprocity with the MAC back and forth. So we're in a large organization. I think it's over about 100 other clubs that are part of the Platinum Clubs of America, and it's a pretty big honor.
Yeah, and that really is. And at Mosby, we have won all sorts of different awards, from the HBA, Home Builders Association, we've been on list of like the big 50 across the country, stuff like that. So, you know, very similar kind of business models and practices of everything, and really looking at your guys' mission. So I was reading the mission. So your mission is to be the premier athletic dining social club for business, professional, and civic leaders and their families in the St. Louis region, which is awesome. And I often talk about, you know, mission and vision statements and things like that, that, you know, why would a construction company even have that and, you know, all that stuff. And so our mission is to enhance the lives and homes by relentlessly outperforming expectations for the home remodeling industry. So when you kind of hear those similar things, and it's really about, you know, 77 years, over 100 years, it's about sustainability and, you know, kind of doing the right thing. And you got to have everybody together on those, on that page, you know, and learning that stuff to understand what everyone needs to try and put out there. And I've been doing a lot of talking in the past few weeks about processes and good communication and, you know, how you handle people and everything. So I started looking. So I wanted to kind of talk about the results of that and when you actually perform that good, and how it's not just the awards or the we're in the top 5%, but what does that really get you, you know, as a company and everything. So I look back at the last few weeks of my appointments, because 18 years at Mosby, I've been doing this a long time. I have a lot of great relationships with a lot of great clients. And so in the past 5 weeks, I have had 22 new appointments that I've gone on, about five, you know, a week or so. And 15 of those appointments were repeat clients of mine that we have done work for already. We have already built them a project or more, which is phenomenal. So that's 68% of what I've seen in the past 5 weeks has been clients of mine coming back for another job. So talking about the communication and the processes and how do you get it right, you know, measure twice, cut once as cutting a board. Well, doing that as a company and as a system is a huge thing. And so I started looking at, because we're filled with knowledge. We want to know everything that's happening. And we've developed our own CRM, you know, program, and we monitor everything that we do. So when we look at how these leads come in, I've got all this information I can get. It's really, really cool. And so I started looking at, you know, where are all these calls coming from and the people that we're seeing and everything. So company signage out and about, yard signs, building signs, is 3% of who calls our office. Direct marketing, mailing, doing stuff like that is 1.7%. It's not a lot. Internet search is obviously growing. It's about 9.5%, almost 10%. Television is actually 4%. So now we look at referrals. Referrals from these great clients that do work over and over again, 16.3% of what we see is from someone saying, hey, you got to call these people, which blows all that other stuff out of the water. Repeat business, people that we've done work for and they're coming back for another job, 23% of who calls our office to want to see us again. That's like a fourth of everything, all the market, everything we're doing is coming in that way. And the one that really impressed me, because when you look at some of these other like TV and, you know, 4% and 3%, one that really impressed me was we've got one called Previous Lead. So it basically means we've been there, we saw them, but it just didn't work out. It wasn't the right time, whatever the case may be, they didn't move forward with the project right then. And 5.3% of what we see is someone that actually saw us before but didn't do work and is coming back and saying, hey, I'm either ready or I got something else or, you know, I'm still very interested, because they still know that that's what we're doing. We're out there, you know, doing great stuff. And reputation, people just say, oh, it's just your reputation. I've heard of you. I just know everything is like 7%. Now, to formulate this more, a little more math, but into actually built projects. So far this year, I have signed construction agreements with 67 people, 67 projects so far this year, just me. There's 9 or 10 of us that do what I do. 49 of those agreements are repeat clients.
That's great.
73% of everything I'm doing this year is a repeat client saying, I want you guys to do that again. And I know for you guys, you know, it's a service industry. And for the MAC, you got to be like, okay, well, these people, they got to want to stay.
Exactly.
You know, they got to want to go through it and they got to want to, you know, stay a member and be active and enjoy everything that's happening and everything. And that is what this is all about. You know, how do we get people to be our raving fans where they come back time and time again? So that's to me, there's a lot of similarities. There's a good correlation together on how you do those things. And that's why we've enjoyed so much, you know, sponsoring things and having things at your facility. We've used the ballroom. We've used, you know, some stuff at your West Club for events and stuff. So, you know, it's just a great relationship, you know, between the two, and it works out extremely well together. But so for now, we've got a little bit of time here. Paul, just tell us about you and kind of yourself and how you began working at the MAC and all that and kind of what you do there.
All right. So, you know, my journey at the MAC probably started back in 2006. I started out there finishing my internship from Missouri State University. Some of you guys may know that as Southwest Missouri State. I came there as an intern. I fell in love with the fitness department. I was doing a handful of things. During my internship, I was getting my personal training certification. And after it was done, they offered me a job. And here we are 15 or so years later, running the department and being a central figure in remodeling the fitness department, which we'll talk here a little bit about. You know, my background is, you know, I train, I do a few things at the club. I do a lot of corrective exercise things with a lot of our clients. And, you know, as new members joining the MAC, I offer them a complimentary training session. And that also includes, you know, even me giving them a functional movement screening so we can kind of see and understand how their body moves in space. So that way we can have them appropriately do the exercises that they need to do with no pain, or even myself sometimes finding some issues that are underlying that will cause them some issues down the road. So
yeah,
it's interesting when you try to evaluate, you know, human movement patterns and things like that. So like I said, you know, I've been with MAC since 2006. I really love working there. I think part of the best attributes of being an employee is our members. And we talked about, you know, member retention is huge. So, you know, I think our members who join our club, we've been making some fitness improvements over the last couple of years. We just finished what we call our phase one, which was an overhaul of some existing fitness space and then creating a large weight room on top of that. And that was because we did a survey with our members and they told us that they would love to see some fitness improvements within the club. So after laying the groundwork for that, we decided to really dive into what we really needed to get done. So we started that project and it's leading over into what we just started, which is our phase two project. So the Missouri Athletic Club West location used to be Town and Country Racquet Club.
Okay.
So we just converted, talk about remodels. We basically just took racquetball courts and converted them to usable fitness space. So everything is in, you know, 20 by 40 foot room. That was a cardio room, a group exercise room, another cardio room, so on and so forth.
Well, it's like me telling people, you know, if you stay within the footprint of the house, it costs much less.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And what we realized is it would be really nice if we could really have this open air concept. Nobody likes working out in a shoebox, you know, a small room, you know, a lot of cardio equipment. So, in the last couple of years of kind of laying the groundwork for our project, out west, we decided that we were going to make one really large cardio room. So we're going to, again, convert racquetball court space. So we're taking two courts and converting it to a really large area. And we're going to build a functional training room, which will house a lot of classes. And then we're going to build another fitness classroom along with a spinning studio and a wellness center, which we're looking into offering a couple other services that we've never offered before.
Cool. That's great. So we'll get more into, I want to get into the downtown one and I want to get into a little bit more about that renovation. We're getting up against a hard break here. So if you have any questions for me or Paul, give us a shout, 314-241-9797. Otherwise, we'll be right back. All right, we are back. We are having a blast, rolling right along. It is the midpoint of the show, and I'm talking with my friend Paul here from the MAC, and I want to get into their downtown facility because it's over 100 years old, and it's one of the oldest buildings downtown that's still used as what it was intended use when it was built. And so, but I got to get my hack here, and I kind of put the hack in on that because I thought, well, what can I really do, you know, for that? Last week we did some hard water cleaning, you know, hacks for you, and we had Aqua Systems on, and that was really cool and went really well. So today I thought I'd get into some plaster wall hacks, some plaster things you can do or how to correct or fix cracks in plaster, because, you know, that facility's old, and I thought, this is a really good, I guarantee you, they've renovated, we know of a few times, they've fixed their share of cracks, I know that, but so, in kind of in crack prevention of plaster is, you know, when you're hanging a picture on a plaster wall, put down some masking tape or some painter's tape on the wall where that nail's going to go prior to putting the nail in the wall, and that will kind of help hold that plaster together and keep it from cracking. And you know, another trick that some people might not know, and I've had people, you know, ask me, and I'd explain to them kind of what it was. If you're in an older home like that and your home still has that picture molding near the top of the wall, you know, there's a trim that they put, you know, a foot to 2 or 3 inches off the ceiling on the wall. And I've had people ask me, you know, what's that for? And that's actually for hanging your artwork so that you don't put a nail or screw or any kind of fastener into the wall. So it there's a special hook that goes on that trim and you hang the wires down. And literally, and that's going to eliminate, obviously, your cracks for there. So, but how do you fix a crack? So if you have a small crack, and the key to plaster is opening it up and making sure you get the bad stuff out and you get it big enough to accept the new material. So the trick is to take a can opener, kind of the pointy type, you know, can opener from way back, and run that down that crack to make that crack about an eighth inch wide. You can also use a screwdriver, or professionals would use like a 5-in-1 tool. Blow out that plaster dust. Use some self-adhesive fiberglass mesh tape over that crack. Dampen the area. Another trick is to dampen the area a little bit with a sponge. Make sure you got all that dust, and it'll help that, you know, wet bonding to wet. You know, as you put that in there, apply your setting type joint compound, apply another coat, kind of feather the edges and sand it out, and that crack's gone. So larger cracks in plaster. Now, here's where it really starts to get a little more work. Kind of some of the same steps of the prep, just a little larger scale. You want to widen that crack and remove the loose plaster around it, remove the dust again, dampen it with a sponge. Fill it about halfway with the plaster patching. You never want to fill it one time. Fill it about halfway, let it dry, scrape it with a nail while it's still kind of wet, and or your screwdriver or whatever, and it'll kind of put some grooves in it, gives the next layer of plaster something to hold on to. Once it's dry, dampen it a little bit, apply another coat that gets it about a quarter inch from the surface. Then you can, once that dries, apply your final coat. You can feather it out with some joint compound if you need to, sand it down, and your bigger, wider crack is fixed. Now, the worst one, the hardest one, is the sagging plaster when it's literally like hanging down or pulling away from the wall or hanging down from the ceiling. And the trick to fixing that plaster when it's sagging is to find out why it's sagging. You need to know, is the plaster coming loose off the lath, or is the lath pulling away? So what you want to do is you want to kind of break out an area of that plaster near the edge of where it's pulling down. Don't be in the center. And if it's sagging a lot, you can build some tees out of some 2x4s and kind of hold the ceiling in place and wedge them in there while you're doing it. So use a hammer or a cold chisel, take out a little area. And what you're looking for is to try and figure out if the plaster's coming off of the lath, or is the lath pulling away from the framing member? And you'll be able to see if that plaster is still, you know, in that lath really well. And if it is, then you can try and put that back and just re-adhere, you know, suck that up with some long, like drywall screws, that you want at least half that screw going into the actual framing, and just kind of push up on that plaster as you're putting the screws in, and you can use your tees to kind of do that too, and make sure you're hitting the framing, and you can actually suck that back up. But where it gets hard is if the plaster's pulling away from the lath, then there's only a couple options. One, I'd say call the pros, let them take the plaster out, get rid of it, they can redo it. Or you can kind of do the same theory with some 5/8 drywall and cover over that and kind of push all that back up. Use some long screws. I'd say 5/8 inch drywall is the thickest, the sturdiest. Use some long screws that have washer heads that can really pull and hold that drywall up and kind of suck that plaster back up towards that lath. And then you got a new drywall ceiling and you didn't have to take all that plaster out of there. I'm sure down at the downtown MAC. They probably did all of these at one point or another.
I can almost guarantee you that.
Exactly. Yeah. Being that old of a building and everything. So hopefully all the people out there, that'll help you out a little bit in your plaster homes, maybe some tricks to get you to try and, you know, fix some of those cracks up for you. But so, Paul, looking at, let's talk about this downtown area and the renovations and the things they've done there, because that's a really neat facility down there.
Yeah. So for those of you who've never been to our downtown club, it's a big center for us as far as wedding venues and things like that. We have a big ballroom. Over the last few years, we've been renovating all of our hotel rooms, which I'm sure they found quite a few cracks and stuff that need to be replaced. And with that being said, we also have done another fitness renovation down there as well. So we have totally re-overhauled the existing weight room, kept the space as is, but we put some paint on the walls, got some awesome light fixtures, got all brand new equipment, flooring, and we've just transformed a spot that was outdated into a state-of-the-art weight room. And I have to give credit where credit's due. You know, that was on Rick Schneider, who's our assistant athletic director, and Courtney Hutt, who's our fitness manager downtown. They did a really awesome job, because we also, we had a golf simulator down there. We removed that and took that as for some fitness space, and turned that into a classroom. And then up on the 11th floor used to be an old judo room. So back way back in the day, we had all kinds of judo programs taking place up there. So that room just sat vacant for a while, and we decided that we wanted to turn that into a high-intensity interval training, functional training area. So they have totally transformed that into a beautiful place for classrooms. And since we've done that, we've doubled our class sizes downtown, which has been fantastic. So that project kind of wrapped up with our first phase out west. So it's been probably since January since they've done those remodels, and it's been a really good asset to our athletics department downtown.
Wow. Yeah, that's I didn't realize that. So they used to do judo down there.
Yes. Yeah. We used that's to have cool. Yeah, there used to be a pretty large program. They used to have Saturdays used to be packed with kids down there. The whole space was gigantic, and we had this real thick canvas flooring. So it was a program that was great at one time, and then it started kind of fizzling out. So we decided to keep up the fitness theme and convert it to a usable fitness space.
Yeah. And you know, the thing I was going to touch on too, that you actually kind of mentioned when you were talking in the last segment, was, you know, about, you know, as companies, as businesses, we have another client to tend to, and that's the people that work for us. That's our internal clients. That's you, that's me, that's everybody. And, you know, you'd kind of mentioned about, you know, doing the survey, and what you liked about them was really, let's find out from our people, you know, what needs to happen. And so as cool as judo sounds, I've never taken it. And if you don't find those things out, and you don't ask people, and, you know, you just kind of keep doing the same thing, you're just going to kind of be complacent, and it's going to phase out. You have to constantly be, you know, doing that check-in. How am I doing?
You know? Exactly. And that was huge for us, because we still offer judo at our West location. But what we found out is that our members weren't necessarily leaving our club, but they were taking classes at other locations, whether it's yoga or bar class or CrossFit, any of those little kind of boutique fitness places that we're kind of surrounded by. So we took our time and really did our due diligence to figure out what we needed to do in order to make our members happy and utilizing our club to its potential. And so, you know, I didn't touch base on this last segment, but we also, with that first phase, we built a brand new yoga studio, which is kind of like our mind body studio. It's we punched holes in the wall. It overlooks the pool. It's been a really nice cornerstone piece for us in our fitness department. And that was part of taking out a really big racquetball court and kind of converting it to some usable space. So we took a program like yoga that wasn't doing so well and turned it into a really thriving component to our fitness department, which we were actually coming up on our one-year anniversary of that room here in the next couple weeks.
Awesome. Awesome. So, yeah, so I think we'll get into our final break here. And, again, we'll have just enough time. If you got a question or something, feel free to give us a shout in the final break, 314-241-9797. All right, we're back, having a blast here. Got enough time for a phone call here. If you have a question, 314-241-9797. But meanwhile, Paul, let's kind of finish up on that West expansion for the club out there and everything, and you know, some of the other things. Is there anything else happening in there?
Yeah, so there's a couple, not necessarily fitness related, but so Joy Holdmeyer is our youth programs manager, and she's done an awesome job of making programs for our kids, whether it's, we just had a Nerf Wars event where the kids were shooting off Nerf guns at each other in the gym. It was awesome. But that's also the other thing that we touched base with in our survey that we took. We realized that we need a spot for our younger members. We need a spot for them to be able to hang out and offer some things. So kind of back end the fitness renovation, we are going to use some of that space so that Joy can offer a classroom setting for like birthday parties and type things for kids. I know we had mentioned a few other programs being offered, but we're going to create a youth space so that our members who are probably a little too old to be in childcare, but still need some supervision, yeah, kind of have a place to go. So I know she's got a lot of great ideas in store, and I think we're in the process of kind of cementing those things so we can go forward with some finalizations of that project. So
okay,
it's exciting.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. And so what I'd kind of like, I'm going to get a little bit on what I want to hear now.
Okay.
Because I want to touch a little bit on the advantages of the personal training and helping people out, and you know, why is it so much better? And I can tell you, kind of on a personal level, I don't know if there's, you know, if there's good motivation with that too, not just knowing how to do it right and maybe having results, but then just motivated to do it. Because you know, for the past couple of years, I've been kind of on and off. I'm like probably half the population. I work out at Club Fitness. Mm-hmm. I hit it real heavy for 2 or 3 months, and then I don't think I've been in 6 weeks, maybe five. Need to get that, you know, going again. But it's like, how do you keep that steady and motivation and all of that? So just touch on the benefits of seeing somebody like yourself when you go there.
You know, I think when it comes down to it, I think a lot of people, they feel like they probably, And they do. They feel like they can navigate their way through the weight room. But when it comes down to it, they're doing just a few basic things that they feel comfortable doing. You know, some people feel intimidated actually going into a weight room and,
oh yeah,
working out in front of people, especially if there are a lot of other, you know, fit people in the room. So, you know, I think personal training does a couple different things. I think one, it's a good motivation tool. Accountability is a big thing. There's a number of people over the years that have come to me and said, I know if I have an appointment, I will go to the gym.
Yeah.
So, you know, half the battle is getting there, right?
Exactly.
So it's mental. It is mental. And I think the other aspect is it of it too is, I think people like, if it's definitely a luxury, like not everybody can afford personal training. And that's why I tell people all the time, if you can at least just do it once or take advantage of that free session that you might get offered.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do it. You're going to maybe learn a few things. You can take that time to ask that person who is training you specific questions. Some of us even have background in some diet education. You know, the other thing I tell people all the time is you cannot outrun or out exercise a horrible diet. That's just, yeah, this is not going to happen, right? So I think even getting those little nutrition advices, pieces in with the training session is super, super important. And I think if you just take the time just to even just do one session, it yeah, could do wonders. And there's a lot of people that just touch and go. You know, they'll come in and work out. We develop a program. They're gone for 6 or 8 weeks doing it on their own, hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully. And then they come back and we reassess, reevaluate, and change up their exercises. So it's definitely, there's a lot of advantages of personal training, but I think those are some of the key elements, especially for our members at the MAC.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. And, you know, it's I get a lot of people kind of similar that they think they can navigate their way through the house or through fixing something or through, you know, and then they're like, oh, man, I'm in over my head or I can't.
That would be me. That would be
not working, you know, and yeah. So, yeah, definitely similarities there of, you know, they're just think they can get through it and then realize this, you know, this isn't working.
Right, right. You know, and I think the other aspect, too, is I feel like everybody thinks that they know how to push themselves until they actually have somebody pushing the pace for them. And then they do understand, like, okay, this is how I need to feel during my workouts, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't necessarily mean you need to get beaten to the ground where you can't move for 4 days, but it can definitely help with you fully understanding, A, what you're capable of, and B, how hard you should be working out when you are on your own.
Yeah, well, and I'd have to imagine the results are just, you know, it's kind of like going with Mosby and going, man, look at that kitchen. Like, these guys have done thousands of these.
You know? Right, absolutely right.
And the quality is tremendous, and it's so much better than I could have probably done myself, and it's got to be kind of the same thing.
Right, right.
You know, so tell me, is there anything else that you might think of that just makes the Missouri Athletic Club a great place for you to work, for, you know, what keeps you there and what you really love about what they're doing?
Well, first of all, I can say that, you know, our members are fantastic. And at our West location, it's definitely almost like, it's the second home for me. And so I think with, you know, our members, you know, people are creatures of habit. So at least in the fitness department, we see a lot of familiar faces, same times of the day in and day out. And it's awesome to see people work out on their own and make those transformations, but also develop really good friendships. And, you know, I can honestly say I'm one of those probably few people that can say that I actually love going to work every day. Our members are fantastic, and they're the reason why we're there. And it goes back to kind of customer service and retention. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of our members joining are because they know somebody who's a member of the MAC, and they're like, hey, I think you should probably join. Why don't you get in touch with their membership department? So members, first and all, are fantastic, and that's why I love working there. But also the employees. You know, I get along great with everybody. All of our employees are all on the same page as far as dedicating themselves to customer service and making it a fun atmosphere. I don't sit at a desk all day, so I'm out and talking to people, and so, you know, that's part of the reason why I love what I do. So you know, I think those interactions with people make it fantastic.
And that's great, and that's for me too. I love meeting people. I love talking with people. Definitely the physical aspect of coming from construction and like meeting and talking to the people, but then like building a room addition is much better than meeting and talking to people and driving in my car to the next place and sitting the whole time, or sitting at a desk writing up, you know, scopes of work and things like that to help people out. It's definitely changed drastically for me coming from the field, you know, to what I do now physically. So that's, you know, definitely makes it a challenge. Then I'm sure a lot of people out there have the same type of, you know, challenges with their professions of changing from something that's more active. And as you get older and you start doing something different, and, you know, it really just, boy, does that pace slow down and change. And, you know, I think, oh, but I'm up, I'm walking through their house, I'm doing all this stuff. Yeah, but not really, it's not nearly what I used to do at all. And definitely, you know, but I do love, meeting people, seeing people, and, you know, the drive at companies like ours of, you know, getting the missions and getting that into your employees. You know, years ago, and I've read a few books since, but when I first started doing the home consultant and meeting with people up front and talking to them, they had me read a book called Raving Fans. It was the first book I read here at Mosby that they were like, read this. And I got done with it, and it's the title. It's about, you know, you can't just be good at service. You need people to be, you need them to walk away and go, you guys should join that place. It's
exactly
awesome.
Right. Exactly right.
You know, you guys should have them build your kitchen, because they were the greatest thing ever. you know, it's like a Blues fan bleeding blue.
Right. You want to leave that lasting imprint on somebody.
That's what you got to do. So I kind of joined a book club, and I've read a few since then over the years. But it's a learning experience, and it's really to get people to, you know, want to stay and everything like that. So for everybody out there, if you are looking for a club like that, you can find them online at mac-stl.org. Check them out. You will absolutely love it. Just like working with Mosby, you'll come out of it like, man, that really is great, super awesome. And Paul, I really appreciate you staying on for the whole show and getting through everything with me. It was great information. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
And I appreciate you having me on. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. We'll do it again sometime. And for everybody else, have a good week, and I'll talk to you next week.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.